Proverbs 18:2. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions. Proverbs 18:13. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. Proverbs 29:20. Do you see someone who speaks in haste? There's more hope for a fool than for them. James 1:19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Thank you. I sat down on this table and I loved the conversation such that I forgot that I was moderating the whole thing. Yeah, so basically, we have to learn to listen. It's not easy for some of us to keep quiet. And some of us, like myself, were taught that you have to share the gospel. So you think that you have to be speaking to share it, but no. Then we learn that in listening, you get a lot, you hear a lot, you listen, and you find a way. James is saying that is why we have two ears and only one mouth. Easier said than done. Yeah. You wouldn't mind if I say something that I heard you say? Yeah. You know, I love the way she said, their minister said it some times ago when she was a teenager. And he said, you know, I'm going to tell you a Chinese proverb that we have two ears. That means you have to listen more than you talk because you have one mouth. So it was interesting when I said, oh, they were told that it was a Chinese proverb. And I said, oh, interesting, because I've read it in the Bible. I said, oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we it's all about waiting to speak. You have something to share, but you'll have to deliberately listen, wait, not just speak, listen, because from what someone may say, you may get where you may begin your conversation from. You might just find and see a window of opportunity from where people are when you listen more. But when you just speak, it's difficult. Especially when you're talking to people who are not Christians, they've never been talking about these faith issues, asking questions might be one of the best way to conversate. You ask questions, you listen. I'm sure there are many ways that you have discussed on how we can learn to listen, why it's more important to listen than to talk, why we think we have to speak, because we believe sharing is giving out. And sometimes in one conversation, you tell someone about many dogmas that they are still they want to understand something basic, but then you overload them with the talking, you overload them to an extent that their system becomes shattered because it cannot process anymore. Yeah, basically, listening well is an art. It's an art, it's golden to communicating. I've seen it actually that with Mila, she's on the quiet side, and I'm on the other side. Yeah, and you know it, the other side of being quiet is the talk side, you know. But someone said, no, you're a minister, and the problem is that you are trained to speak, and now you are learning to listen. And it's a process. It's a process. We learn, then we communicate well through listening. We learn. Everyone can learn. I'm learning to listen more and to speak less. And I've seen it. It works. And some people have told me, and I say, oh, your husband is a good listener. He said, oh. Yeah. We're going to ask our worship team to lead us in our next piece. I'm sorry that again I was overtaken, you know. I'm learning to listen, so I was listening, but then I forgot that I'm learning to listen, then I began to speak. Then I realized that, oh, I'm supposed to listen, then I realized that time is, you're taken by events. Thank you for the conversations. Listening, when we are talking about our faith, is not only about listening to our friends or people that we meet, but also we have to learn to listen from God. Here is a text from Isaiah 55. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Thus saith the Lord. Listen, listen. So in listening to people, we have to learn to listen from God. Because the work of God is not what we think it is. It is what God has partnered with us. We are participating in God's mission. We have to learn to listen from God and our friends as we share about our faith. Listening is a key word. I'll ask you that we may reflect individually, not as a group this time. Then we'll pray. As you reflect on the passage that we've just read, ask God these two questions and listen for anything God might bring to mind. Lord, what might you be saying to me today? Lord, is there anyone you are prompting me to connect with? As an individual, you reflect, ask yourself those questions. Ask the Lord whether he's prompting you to connect with someone, or what is he saying today to you, as you keep quiet and try to listen. If you don't know, you're like me, you ask yourself, but how? Just keep quiet and learn to listen. As you reflect on that word we've just read, the Lord is saying, listen. Time of quiet individually then. Let's hear what God is. What is he speaking? What is he prompting us? I'll ask ourselves that we may take time and respond through prayer. Most of the time when I ask us to pray, I usually don't know how I should do it. I usually take it that you can do it in the way you feel you can do it. Different people do it differently. If you feel you enjoy praying while you are speaking aloud, you can. If you enjoy while you stand up, you can stand. Yeah, just to, yeah, just take time to say, God, thank you for today. Thank you for these, my colleagues I'm sitting with. Thank you for an opportunity to have a conversation about listening. Teach me to listen. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the time. Thank you for each one of us. Thank you for your love. Thank you. Teach us to listen. We are not able on our own, but you know, Holy Spirit, we know that you, Holy Spirit, is there to help us, to lead us, and to guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. So, for next week, you may set some time aside just to practice listening to what God might be saying to you throughout your day. Ask, what are you saying to me? Who are you trying to help me interact with? Who is one person would you like to connect to me this week? We'll ask Bob to lead us in prayer for us.